Good morning. In the Bible, there are many passages that relate to sports that compare the life of a Christian to the effort made by sport people. And at the time the Bible was written by Paul, the sport was a great thing that united people in the stadium. And he has used in some verses the situation in sports to compare to the life of a Christian. And I had this in mind to come back on these verses to remind us what we have to do, because there are some similarities but also some differences between what the athletes are doing and what we have to do in our Christian life. Our brother Thomas, I believe, had reminded us some verses, and Larry also did in these recent weeks. So striving for an eternal crown is our fight. But we are going to make a comparison with growth in sports. And what we are going to do is to identify similarities and differences between athlete perseverance and Christian life growth, then readiness of the Christian life, objective of perseverance in the Christian life. From an author that is not known, a Bible teacher in Scotland named John Ritchie, cites three stages of the Christian life and the related verses as follows. The first stage of the Christian life is believe in me, at which stage the life is received through salvation because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, what he has done. And John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And the second stage, he mentioned, abide in me. And at this stage, the fruitfulness is ensured. And in John 15, verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruits of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And the third stage of life, follow thou me, at which stage the progress is maintained. And he mentions the verse, John 21, verse 22. Jesus said to him, he was speaking to Peter, if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Don't care about what I am doing for someone else. Follow me, was the Lord saying, telling to Peter. What are the similarities and the differences between an athlete perseverance and the Christian life growth? Let us take 1 Corinthians chapter 9. From verse 24, we read this. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for a imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beat the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. So an athlete must observe a rigorous discipline, self-control in what he eats or she eats, what exercises they take, how they sleep, and everything. They do that to run, to get the prize, to get the medal. A Christian must rigorously discipline, so self-control themselves. The Christian should do that. Their body, discipline their bodies and bring them into subjection, as it is mentioned in the verse of 7:27, to avoid lust after evil things such as idolatry, immorality, tempting Christ, complaints, as it is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 6 to 10, and live to gain a reward. The Christian must study the Bible, practicing what they teach, what the Bible teaches to, what the Christian teaches to others. They should put that in practice themselves. Otherwise, they will be disqualified, as Paul said. And you know, that is the resemblance, but there are many differences. The athlete observes the self-control for a number of competitions. The Olympics finished, and they are thinking to the next one, maybe an athlete will not do more than three. So the number of competitions, then they stop doing the discipline and compete and competition, what I say. So the exercise is temporary. It is for a period of time. But the Christian observes the self-control all the life long. Paul affirms in Philippians 3, verses 12 and others, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, forgetting things which are behind and looking forward. 2 Timothy chapter 4, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Another difference between an athlete and the Christian growth, the prize of the athlete is uncertain and perishable, as it is mentioned in the verses 25 and 26 above. But the prize of the Christian, the crown he is waiting for, is certain and eternal. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 says that as well. Also, if the athlete makes a mistake, the athlete leans only on himself or herself to repair and correct the behavior. But if the Christian makes a mistake, he or she leans on God's grace and the Holy Spirit for reparation. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says this from verse 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Readiness to the Christian life. A serious practice of the Christian life requires a lot of training. It takes time, dedication, energy, sustained practice and vision. The Christian must make commitment to follow Christ. And to this end, the Christian must know the rules contained in the Word of God, in the Bible. Different athletical metaphors, types of training and objective for the believer are mentioned in the verses we have already just read, and same orders one. Let us look at that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, what we have read here, let us read it again. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who completes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run this not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. The metaphor here is running. He says those who run in a race, and boxing, those to fight in the air, that is in the box. It is not in the box. So metaphor of running and boxing are used here. And the type of training, submission to the strict discipline to gain the prize. That is the objective. And also the objective for the Christian, keep one's eye on Christ to avoid slowing down or being diverted towards carnal things. Being able to live the biblical Christian life, pursuing teaching other people, and avoid to becoming disqualified to teach others. That is the objective of the Christian life, the discipline we have to impose to ourselves. The ultimate goal will be certain and imperishable reward in heaven. And in Philippians 3, from verse 12, we read this: not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So here the metaphor is running. And the type of training, concentrate all forces on the goal of victory ahead. And the objective for the Christian, living the Christian life, requires all our energy. We can forget the past. The past contains not only good memories of our life, but also our bad deeds. So we have to forget them and strive towards the goal, because we know that Christ promises eternity with him at the end of the race. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, we read this from the verse 7: but reject the profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Metaphor exercises, type of training, practicing spiritual exercises to develop faith and character. and objective of for the Christian, just as we exercise to stay physically fit, we also need to train to stay spiritually fit. As our faith deepens, we become better Christians and live more in accordance with God's will. Such a life draws others to Christ and is a great gain both here on earth and in eternity. And 2 Timothy chapter 4, we read this: I have fought a good fight. We have done this earlier. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. So the metaphor is running and fighting again. I fight the good fight. Type of training: fight the good fight and preserve to the end. Persevere to the end. And the objective for the Christian life is a battle against the evil forces outside and the temptation within. If our faith remains genuine in spite of this, God promises an end to this struggle with rest and with a crown. What are the objectives of perseverance in the Christian life anyway? Perseverance, tenacity, and rewards are asked us to be able to do that. In the Bible, the Christian life is never presented as an easy path. On the contrary, Paul constantly reminds us that we must have a goal and a plan, because difficult times will come and Satan will attack us, but we have the promise of a reward for our perseverance, a promise that God honors, and God also will not leave us, as we have seen earlier. Verses mentioned on the previous slides and others support this truth. I will not read it again. We have read this twice. The 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 to 27. The objective is running straight to the goal of winning the prize. The plan: practicing total self-control. We have seen that. Disciplining and training our bodies. And prize: eternal reward is the prize to get. Galatians chapter 6, from verse 7, we read this: Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will also the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us now grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Objective is here: never get tired of doing good. Never get discouraged or give up. Do good for everyone. And the Bible asks us to do that, even to our enemies. The plan: living to please the Holy Spirit. And the prize is eternal life. Also, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, we read this: Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly place. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in chain, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So the objective is to put on all God's weapon and pray constantly. And God's weapon, there is not a weapon that we have in mind. See what is the weapon. Use all God's weapon to resist the enemy. Truth. Jesus Christ said that I am the truth and the way. So the truth is Jesus Christ. Righteousness that we get from the salvation on the cross, the suffering, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, make us righteous. So righteousness, gospel of peace, faith, salvation, Spirit, and sustained prayer in the Spirit. These are the weapons that we have to use in our Christian life. Prize a firm stance against the devil's scheme, because the devil will come with different things in our lives, and we have to resist to to Satan using these weapons. Remember what the Lord did when he was in the desert. Just with the word of God, Satan went away. Philippians 3, we have read this. Not that I have already attained or I am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So objective, preserve, persevering until the day we become all that Jesus wants us to be like him, like the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day in our life, we try to that objective. Toward that objective. The plan, forgetting the past. You forget the bad things you have done and you look forward for being like him. Striving to reach the end of the race. The prize for which God calls us to heaven, to be in his presence like Jesus, to share the same place that Jesus, that is wonderful. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 1, we read this. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses. Commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, and even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Objective here, teach this great truth to those who are capable of passing them on to others. Remain in the grace of Christ, even when our faith falters. The plan to endure suffering like a soldier without getting caught up in all the affairs, to subject ourselves to the same discipline as an athlete who wants to win the prize, to work hard like the farmer who enjoys the fruit of his labor. Prize a future life and reign with Christ. God's faithfulness, he is faithful. What can we conclude? With regard to the stage of a Christian life identified by John Ritchie, a close attention to verses we have covered suggests that they are related to the second stage of the Christian life, abide in me for a fruitful life, and the third stage, follow thou me to maintain progress. So may we therefore remember these were the verses of the word of God. I could not find a conclusion, a personal conclusion. I went to the word verses of the Bible. Romans 5, for example, from the verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And finally, this verse also, from these verses from Romans 12, from verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thank you very much for your attention.